Parshas Vayishlach, Genesis 32. In a stunning story, the Torah tells how an angel of God, jumps Jacob in the middle of the night, and Yaakov Avinu finds himself in a battle, a fight to the finish, a fight for his life. He struggles all night long with this angel wrestling. And then suddenly, Yaakov, holding the angel down, the angel unable to win, begins to cry, begins to beg, begins to plead, "Let me go. I need to leave. The sun is about to rise. I need to go. I need to leave." It's such a strange story. What's happening? And Yaakov says, "Okay, listen, I'll let you go. Just give me a blessing first." He gives him a blessing, and then Yaakov says, "Tell me, what is your name?" And the angel refuses to answer. And then he says, "You know, Lama zet tishal shmi? Why do you ask my name? What do you need to know my name for?" Right? Sounds kind of a guilty type of thing to say. Like, why don't you just tell me your name? Anyone who says, "What do you need to know my name for?" You know that there's something wrong. And Rashi tells us that the angel mumbles to Yaakov, "The truth is, I don't have a name. I don't have a name. Angels don't have names. We have no shem kavua. Yeah, we'll have we'll have a temporary name. We don't have a real name. We're cheap beings. We don't have real identities. Our names change depending on what our particular task, whatever our particular mission is on at that day or in that moment." This is the life of a malach, an angel. He has no real set identity because he has no real set task. We can learn about the elevated level and position of human beings in contrast to this. We humans, we have a name. Each of us has one name forever. That's because we're different than angels. Because we each have an individual tafkid, an individual task, a mission, a long-term life mission. We're chashiv, we're important, right? And our chashivas is that we develop a lifetime accomplishment. All lifelong, one goal, one tafkid, one purpose. We have one mission that we're sent here to this world to fulfill. One big, giant mission. Malachim, angels, are like, they're cheap. They're like temp workers, you know. You go hire them for a job for the day, you know. They're like interns, you know. You sign them a little task here, do this. Okay. What am I do today? Okay, do this. They're small fries. They're weak. You're big fries. You're big time. You're the CEO of your company, you know, of your life. Your tafkid, your mission, your purpose is your identity. That's your identity, an identity that you'll be remembered for forever. Angels have no legacy. Angels leave no memory. They have no identity. And they have no identity because they have no tafkid. They have no purpose. In the Shemona Esrei and Rosh Hashanah, the nusach of the tefillah is that Hashem assesses Ma'ase ish ufkudaso. Ma'ase ish ufkudaso. Translation: God looks at our actions, or the actions and activities of each person, ufkudaso, and his tafkid, his job in this lifetime. Meaning, God looks at who we are and what we're doing, right, in comparison to what we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to become, in order to see how we're progressing. Because each person has that goal, that tafkid. Ma'ase ish ufkudaso. God examines and zooms all the way in at each person. What is this guy's job here in this world anyway? And is he doing it? Is he accomplishing it? Is he on his way? Is he progressing? Is he taking steps? Is he making progress? What do we learn from this? You're important. You are important. Each of us has our own role, our own goal. You have your own purpose, your own task, your own job that only you can accomplish. Only you can accomplish that. Don't ever, ever say, oh, I don't count. You know, I have nothing unique to offer. I'm just like everyone else. No, you're not. You have your own identity, don't you? Your own name. You can't deny that. Your own name, which is only yours. It's yours and only yours and will never be repeated for anyone else for eternity. That's you. That's your identity. The angel in this story is humbled when he discovers that Yaakov, a human being, is greater than him. He's greater than him. Angels aren't heroes. Angels aren't heroes. They have no name, no struggle, no identity. Only humans, only people are heroes. Only people can be heroes. The Malach shows his honor, right? His respect for Yaakov when he says, "Wow, Kisarisa im Elokim. Look at this, right? You're amazing. Look how powerful you are, right? Sarisa from the language of you know, you're a boss. You're a boss. You're in charge of a guy like me, right? You're powerful. This tough angel, he taps out. He flakes out in the morning. Like, oh, he's like this big tough veneer, this big tough image. And then suddenly, all night long, and then suddenly, he's like a little kid. The pasuk says elsewhere, he's crying. He's begging, please let me go. What's he so scared about? Why does he have to leave so much? Like suddenly, what's wrong? Why he taps out? He flakes out. You know why? Because it's the morning is coming. And he's about to self-destruct at sunrise. The poor guy, he's melting. He's melting. You know why? You know why? Because he's not who you think he is. He's about to disappear, right? And he wants to escape before he's disgraced. This tough guy angel, right? This whole attitude is a fake. This tough guy thing, it's smoke and mirrors. He's melting. When the sun rises, that's it. That's the end. He self-destructs, becomes a different angel with a different task and a different identity. He's a nobody. You, however, are a fighter. You're a fighter. You're a warrior. You take steps towards your tafkid every day. Every day. So what's our job? Right? Find it. The Chazal have an expression at the beginning of Eicha. Hakol mevakesh tafkidam. Hakol mevakesh tafkidam. Everyone has a task. Every single being has a task, has a job. Get out there. Get out there. Be big. Get out there. Fulfill your mission. Get out there and be a hero.